You're listening to Hosseiniya from IRIB English Radio by Sayyid Abbas Razavian. لبیک یا حسین.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله الحسین. Brothers and sisters, I send my deep condolences for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. I hope that we are enjoying this time period, that we are reaping spiritual benefits from crying for Imam Hussein, from having huzn and grief for Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and his companions. We were talking about reaching al-maqam al-mahmud, meaning the praiseworthy station, and that Ziyarat Ashura is a spiritual journey for us. And we read in it, وَأَسْأَلُهُ أَن يُبَلِّغَنِي الْمَقَامَ الْمَحْمُودَ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. I ask you to give me, to make me attain the praiseworthy station, the station that the Prophet of Islam has, a station that Imam Hussein alayhi salam has. And we said that first, the Ziyarat Ashura teaches us about the bala of Imam Hussein and making this our bala and our calamity. Two, we talk about grief, crying for Imam Hussein and it being ibadat for us, and that we thank God for giving us this grief, for giving us this sorrow. Three, we talked about being at silm with Imam Hussein and the followers of Imam Hussein, and being at peace with them. And then we talked about being at harb, at being at conflict, at other ends, separating ourselves from the actions of the enemies of Imam Hussein. Once a person does this, they'll reach this maqam al-mahmud, inshallah. We said that when a person reaches such a station, that life becomes very joyful for them, very pleasurable for them. And that when they reach such a station, they will not be willing ever to come back to the normal way of life. Inshallah, we'll be tasting the spirituality, the station more and more and more as we cry more for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We talked about the first step, which was awareness, being aware that there are spiritual joys that outweigh material joys, and that we have to know, even if we don't want to reach such joys, if we can't reach them, at least we know it exists. At least we know in the Day of Judgment, you won't say, oh Allah, I didn't know this exists. I didn't know that connecting to you, crying for you, was so much pleasurable for me. This is one of our great ulama, Ayatollah Bahjat. They said for a few days was worried, and he was thinking about his salat, about his prayer, because he enjoyed prayer so much. He worried about in barzakh, the purgatory, between the Day of Judgment and death, when we're in the graves, he's worried about if we could be able to do salat in barzakh or not. This was his worry. Can he talk to Allah? Can he do salat in the grave or not? He was worried about this. So this shows that for people like Ayatollah Bahjat, this great scholar, or other people, that once they reach very high levels of spirituality, they never ever want to come back to this normal material life. There are a few other steps that we can take to make life more joyful, and we want to enjoy our life. Islam isn't about a bunch of commands, do's and don'ts, and there's no benefit. There's a benefit for it. There's joy for that joy and effect that comes from it. But there are other steps that we can take. One is that when a person practices Islam, we are taught, for example, not to be jealous. In Islam, it is haram for us, it is a sin for us to act upon our jealousy, to do something against somebody that is from jealousy. How miserable is somebody that is jealous? How much can they enjoy their life? Imagine you see a person, you see others, they have something, you want that. They have gifts you want, that God gave them, you want those gifts. You'll never be happy, ever. So Islam, when you think about the practices that we have, and the tazkiyah, the refinement, and the growth that Islam brings to us, it's actually making us be much happier people. When we think about, for example, jealousy, we see that a person will be miserable if he's jealous. When we look at other actions that we have in Islam, for example, Islam teaches us to be generous. How bad is it when a person is stingy? whenever they want to spend money, each time they want to spend money, they want to take out that credit card, it's as if you're putting a knife in their heart. Each time they want to give a check to somebody, they don't want to let go of that check. Why? Because a person is stingy. But the way of Islam is the way of enjoyment. Islam teaches us, for example, to be generous. And some of the traditions we have in Qura al-Hikam from Imam Ali alayhi salam, لَذَّةُ الْكِرَامُ فِي الْإِطْعَامُ. The lizzat and the joy that the generous have is in it'am, with giving food to others. They get so happy when they give to others. That's their lizzat. وَالْلَّآمُ. Those that are stingy, their lizzat is in ta'am, fit ta'am itself, meaning that when they get something, they get food, that's their enjoyment. But the karam people, the noble people, the generous people, when they give to others, they have enjoyment. So Islam is a complete way of life. It tells us, I gave a few examples, of it separates us from jealousy, separates us from being stingy. It separates us from not being grateful, from being ungrateful. Islam teaches us to be grateful, to think and look at the rewards that Allah has given you. Look at the blessings that He's given you, either material or spiritual. Look at these blessings and thank Him. This is a way that a person can truly enjoy life. When we look at one of the final du'as that Imam Hussein said, I believe in the night of Ashura, it is that he prayed and says, أُثْنِيَا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَحْسَنَ الثَّنَاءِ وَأَحْمَدُهُ عَلَى الصَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. I praise Allah, the best of prayers, best of praising, and I thank Him, and I'm grateful to Him, and I praise Him, عَلَى الصَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Even if I'm in good events and bad events. This is the night of Ashura. Imam Hussein is praising Allah, saying in good events and bad events, good and times of affliction and times of pleasure, I thank Him no matter what. I'm grateful. Then he says in this du'a, فَاجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. O Allah, make us of the shakirin, make us of the grateful. Imam Hussein, around him is a huge army. They're going to attack him. They're going to martyr him. They're going to imprison his family members. But he says, Allah, make us of the shakirin. A true wali of God, a person that has reached al-maqam al-mahmud, not only has sabr and patience in calamity, but they have something very higher than this. And that is shukr, and being grateful upon that calamity, because they know that Allah has chosen to test them and will give them a very high reward for it. Inshallah, that our mourning and our ceremonies are, inshallah, accepted. For Imam Hussein, please recite a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Standing here alone on a land so far from home, a place where angels cry while infant children die. Hussein said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They can't bear to watch him leave. They cry out, Hussein.
We're talking about how to make ourselves enjoy life more. And we said that Islam is a religion, has a set of rules and regulations for us that benefits us. And once a person truly benefits from Islam and practices Islam, he'll see results. One of those results is that he'll enjoy life more. He'll be given halawatul iman, the sweetness of faith. And this is all according to al-maqam al-mahmud, the praiseworthy station that we ask Allah to reach. One of the things that is very important for us to remember, if we want to enjoy life, if we want to practice Islam, is to always be grateful. And that is to be grateful during tough times, and that is to be grateful during times of ease. Life has ups and downs for us, but it's important for us to always be happy and to always thank God. When we look at the way that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the way that he lived, because Ziyarat al-Ashura is a spiritual journey that takes us towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam, takes us towards God, we see that Imam Hussein was very grateful, was thanked God in very detail, thanked and looked at his blessings. I mean, look at, for example, Dua Arafah, the dua that Imam Hussein alayhi salam did on the day of Arafah. It says that in that dua, Imam Hussein alayhi salam thanked God for many things in detail. He thanked God for hearing. He thanked God for two lips. He thanks God for the mouth. He thanks God for the neck, for the chest, for the ribs, for the skin. It's many different blessings that Allah has given us. He teaches us that you should be very detailed when it comes to what God has given you. And then he says, and that's in a statement in the dua, if I try my best and strive throughout all ages and all times, if I live them to think properly only for one of your favors, I will not be able to do that. Even if one of these favors, for example, just having the ability to see, having the ability to hear, if Allah has given us these blessings, I thank Him, giving the ability to taste. If I were to thank Him my entire life, that would not be sufficient for me. Therefore, we have a few things that we need to do to become grateful. Because as you know, God complains and says that those that are grateful are very few in the Holy Quran. One is that we need to think about the different blessings and observe these blessings. Look at them and say that they are blessings. We're surrounded with very different gifts that God has given us. And sometimes we forget the fact that, you know, once God takes away one of these gifts from us, we notice how much we're in need of it. When we have health, when we have financial security, when we have good family members, when we have good neighbors, when we have good friends, good brothers, good sisters, when we have Islam, we need to be grateful for it. Two, we need to make sure that we did not bring these gifts to ourselves. We did not give these bounties to ourselves. God has given us these bounties. So we need to make sure we attribute these to God. So step one is to look at the world and look at all the different blessings that God has given us. Two, make sure that you attribute these to God. And three, once God has given you a blessing, He has given you wealth, He has given you time, spend them in the way of God. That is how a person becomes truly grateful. If He is giving you wealth, spend it for your center, spend it for Islam. When He's giving you time, volunteer, teach people, teach children, teach the youth. When He is giving you different blessings in the way of God, spend them for Him. Then you'll be of the grateful. So this is advice that we have so that we can, inshallah, enjoy our lives more and be of the grateful. When a person is ungrateful, he is also in much pain. He is always unhappy. So inshallah, may Allah make us of the grateful, those that enjoy their life, inshallah, and that we will have lived that from the connection of God in this world and the hereafter. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahla baytihi tayyibin tahirin.